The end of the parsha, Torah brings down the mitzvah of tzitzis. It says, "V'nosnu tzitzis akonof pesil techeilas." It's a mitzvah to have one of the chutim of tzitzis. Has to be a konof pesil techeilas. Has to be a string that is made from techeilas. And the Gemara Menachas. Mem Gimel and said the Zayin and the Chulin. Tani Oyer Rab Meir Roimer Mitnei Manishtan Et Chelis Mitnei Kol Atzivoinim. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to put on Chelis more from every different baget, more from every different baget. So the Gemara, the reason the Torah said to put on Chelis more from every different baget, because that Chelis doim leyav. V'yam doyme l'rekia, v'rekia l'kisei ha'kovet. So the world learns pshat b'derek klal, t'cheles doyme l'yam, surrounding us is the yam. Some people know the yam, you know, they go to the yam mitamol. So, and the yam is doyme l'rekia. And rekia l'kisei ha'kovet, you know, you don't directly connect to kisei ha'kovet. But doyme l'yam, v'yam doyme l'rekia, v'rekia l'kisei ha'kovet. Obviously, interesting, I think, one of the Gdolim. Chazal say, also, l'istake b'big day tzivoinim shel noshim b'shoshem tluyos al akviso. The issue to look at big day tzivoinim that are hanging up. And here Chazal tell us, if you see tcheles, you remember the yam, yam deim el rekiev, rekiev lekis ha'akobet. Big day tzivoinim are also, even if it's tcheles, the issue l'istake b'big day tzivoinim. Rashi says in Menoches, Tcheles doim el yam shenasu by nisim leYisrael kriyas yamsuf. It's mevur that the tzitzis Chaim said reminds a person. If you stamp on tzitzis, it doesn't remind. Ve'osu loim tzitzis al kanfe bigdaya. If a person puts on the mitzvah and he does the mitzvah lishmo, then it connects him taket to the yam. The yam is all of the nisim, the chesed of the Ribbono shel Olam. That he's close to the chasodim of the Ribbono shel Olam, and then he remembers the Rekia and the Kisei HaKovet. But not stam, call it blue, and he gets up to the Rekia and the Kisei HaKovet. Be'erich around 1,500 years ago, most of Klal Yisrael stopped to wear Tcheles. You know, we're going to read a parasha of Tcheles, you look in the tzitzis, and no one has Tcheles on. Yeah? I'm speaking of Yashiv, I'm saying the Klal Yisrael, when you don't see no one, I'm going to ask you, when you don't see they're wearing Tcheles. The Shaila is, there's a mitzvah in the Torah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah of Tcheles. So what happened? The Shaila is, why we don't keep that mitzvah? There's a mitzvah in the Torah to wear Tcheles. So I want the Vada, I know it's Dvorim Shel, Mesoiro, Vemineg. But I want a little bit today, two Zachen to the Mevar. To the Mevar, if you have to put on Tcheles or not, if you're allowed to put on Tcheles, if it's Kedai to put on Tcheles, and if yes, what kind of Tcheles to put on or not to put on. And if we have time also to speak about what kind of Godim you have to wear, wool, cotton, if it's a Brochel of a toilet, if you have these, you know, nylon, plastic ones, yeah, if you have to say Baruch Shem after you made a broch on it, but for sure you have to, it's not even a suffix, yeah? You're not allowed to wear this talism, even just in case these guys will go out, like these kind of guys that wear, how you call them?
Mesh.
Yeah, this is wonderful with holes, yeah? So, yeah, it's a garnish. These guys that wear it, they leave before the end of the shir. So, mele, I'm saying that, it's wissen that, Klal Yisrael, Gdel Yisrael, hold that it's Mishkan Tzitzis, and the Bentere is not allowed to wear it. I've already known that. Some people don't know the aloche. And from now on they will fix. But I want, Be'ez Hashem, we'll go do all the protein. And we'll try. Also, that, yeah, I hope they also might speak about the issue of wearing a tzitzis without an undershirt under it. Some people don't know it. And you know, some people think you're allowed to wear a tzitzis without an undershirt under it. Again, I know they're shagigim. They didn't mean bad. But from now on, at least, it will start to be as Ebi Bnei Teir. So, but let me get in Kaseinu first of the Mevarah, the Shaila from the Tcheles, then the mevarer a shtickel da halachas of tzitzis what is megia lemais. We have in our Torah, Tanakh, four places that Klal Yisrael use the color that is called Tcheles. In the Eris of the Mishkan, they were suing Mitcheles. One of the minim that they put inside was Tcheles. Also the Lulois, to Mechaber, the two, the five and the six, and the five and the five of the Eris, Lulois, Tcheles, and Kirsay Nechoshes and Zov. The Kisif of the Kleshores, they had a Kisif Tcheles, Ertachash Milamalo, and the Oroin was Ertachash Milamato, Tcheles Milamalo, but it was a bigger Tcheles. Big Di Kehuna, we had a Tcheles, and in Tzitzis, we have a Tcheles. And you have to understand, the Shaila becomes today more and more, you know, we are already holding in negotiation numbers in 2010. And today they dig in all different places, we saw recently, and they find all different zachen, and they found talasim from 2,000 years ago with chaylas. Today with our chemicals, we know exactly what it was. It's not we updated the mizok. They go to these places, they found the chaylas, they found it, they check, they know what it is. And it's much more shayle what to do lemaisa. But we're going to say that advarim, yishtal shel sein yod. The first shaila is the tcheles. Hashem said the tzitzis has to be a konof pesil tcheles. Hashem didn't say you have to take a chilozay and to paint it and dye it from the chilozay. It says the beggar has to be tcheles. So the first shaila is what would be if we have today a very good paint? It's called tcheles. So we'll figure out what is the real color that is called tcheles. We will paint, we will dye the begadim, and we'll have tcheles. The Torah said, I have to have tcheles. I have tcheles. Or not. Tcheles, Chazal had a mesorah from somewhere, that it's dafka made from the blood of this animal that is called chilazai. And b'meila, we have to try to break our head to figure out, where is that chilazai? If we'll find that chilazai, we could make it or not. Other than that, we know this color, exactly, we see exactly what they have. Get something exactly the same color, and it will come out the same. In Tesefta Menachos state, Eino Ksheira Elo Min Achilozen. Hevi Shelo Min Achilozen, Psula. Masech Tzitzis Aloch Echet, and Tzayvim Tcheles Elo Bachilozen. It's a big agor from Chaim Kanievsky there. And Yerushalmi Kilaim state, it has to be Midobo Sheyesh Beruachayim. So one starke raya that the Welt brings down, that you cannot make up a color that is called Tcheles and paint with. The Gemara says that it'll be punished the people that color their beged with kolei ilo. It's a kind of paint that came out from a tree. And it looked mamish like Tcheles, and they sold it. It was cheaper. Tcheles was very expensive. But this we see already from Chazal, that it's not an easy product to get. This fits a little bit, but you can't just get it. It's not easy to get this tcheles. So people faked. So Chazal say, Ani Hashem, Ani Yodea Le'afchin. No one could make the difference. It mamish looks the same. But it's not Hashem, Ani Hashem, Ani Yodea. For the world, if there's no difference, Givaldi says tcheles. If no one could see the difference, so who said that it's not tcheles? Moses says, Hashem will punish the people that fake tcheles. They got the result. They got blue. So I'm just talking, and Moses says, how you could figure out if it's color yellow or not. Moses says, you take meraglaim, and you put it 40 days, or you leave the meraglaim out 40 days, or you soak it the tzitzis, and then it goes off. So maybe we'll say, maybe Lashon HaRambam is mashma, that tzitzis has to be something that doesn't go off. The tcheles has to be something that doesn't go off. Kol Eilon goes off, this doesn't go off. To be very nageh soon, to get to mevar what is tcheles. So could be if you get something that has the same color, will also be good. The kol Eilon goes off. אבל למה עשר מרון בן הרמב״ם, אז הספר על התניא, אני אסס כלור, קבול על אבסינו, כך קיבלנו שהתחילה של ציציס היא רק מן החילוזה. So we are not zachon that the tchelis that we could color or paint or dye our chutim has to be made from this animal that is called chilose. Step one. Step two. So we have to find out where is the chilose. I want to explain. The Ruzhiner, when he came with his idea of the tchelis, he came with a taina that is a mitzvah eser d'oraisa and is a chiyuv to put it on. So b'meila you have to close your gemoras and start to look for the fish. It's a mitzvah esse. It's a mitzvah esse to do it. Mele, you hold as a chiyuv to go to learn out what is chilose. And this be'etzem, Sfarim and Sfarim were written down over 100 years ago when the Rajina came with his idea and he went around the world to try to find his chilose. So the first thing we have to find out, where is this chilose grows? Chilose, what is a chilose in English? You know what? In Hebrew, the word chilozin is really, you know, after the rain, they have these little things. That, what? A snail is that? This is the Pirush HaMilas. If you look in the dictionary, Hebrew, English, chilozin, snail. This is the Pirush HaMilas. That snail, the Moshe, does no shachas to water. Has to be a little bit wet after the rain. And they come, we'll see, Balta Gemara. So the shayla is where you have to look for this chilose. What it has to be, bichla. And the Gemara in the Megillah, daf Vov Amud Aleph, and Bometzia Samach Aleph, it's mashma that it comes from the water, and it's oile la yabosh. And Menoches Rashi says, it's oile min ha'oretz. Lemoshel. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin, now daf Ayoy Milun, daf Tzadik Aleph, the Gemara says, Shu olo lahar, וראש היום אין חילוזם. יורדו גשומים ונשמה לכל ההר חילוזם. It rained and the whole mountain got full with חילוזם. This man shows that it's something similar to a snail. This is what happens. After the rain, they come. So we don't know yet if it has to come from the water or from the yabosha. Now, where it grows up, so the Gemara in Megillah Rashi says on a posuk, it says, Anachla zvulu, Zvun support Yisocho. Shom Sfunei Tmunei Choyl. So one pshat Rashi in Zeis HaBrocha learns down that Moshe Rabbeinu was covered in his Nachla. But the Gemara in Megillah says that the Chilozon was Oile Me'elov to his Chalka and he would collect it. It's very expensive and he made a lot of money and he had money to support Teir. The Gemara says that it's in between Tzor V'Cheifa. And the truth is that in Cheifa, a few what they know today, when we're going to Tcheles number 3, the last Tcheles, the new vision of Tcheles, the 2000 kind of Tcheles. Well, see, this is the new Tcheles, but so you see a lot of more kind of, sort of Yidden wear, yeah? That it comes from a fish that is called Farfin, Farfin. And Be'etzem, near Haifa, this was a place that had that name. Not only that, near Haifa today is a river, that was a river there, and it's called Di El Chalazon. Di El Chilazon. Chilazon is a chilazon. So they claim that this was the place that they did the chilazon in that days. And the Rambam state, V'humotzi B'yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea, the man said, nothing of these new ones are there. Some say it's Tosefel. It's no Shaykh, never found nothing. The Radbaz says that it was Be'ikr in Yamsuf. And he says that the Tanchum state that Be'biza Sayam, they took a lot of chilozins, and from that they managed to do the Mishkan and the Keli. Now, okay, so we don't know exactly. So it could be, it could come from a lot of places. Just the Pshat in Nachla Zvulun that came up. It has to be like that, because in the Mishkan, we're before Eretz Yisrael, and we also had chilozins. So מצד אחד we know that it comes out near Haifa, it comes out near Nachla Zvulun, but מצד שני, we know that in the Mishkan they had Chelis, and for sure it was before they went into Eretz Yisrael. How they got it? Bizayom is not Yam HaMelech, it's Yamsuf. Now, so okay, so the Val de Achlota is that it could come from a lot of places. This is kilo askomas apoiskim. Again, we know that chilozim could come from all different places. Just we know that it comes a lot in Nachla Zvulun. Again, this is Negeata today. They dug and they found there houses of making paint boxes. What's today? What they found at the end of the day is they found a huge place that, you know, they had all different shells and all different fishes to paint. And they saw like this. In all the places is mixed bones and shells from all different kind of fishes. And there is one special room. And there they only have, from what they call today, the falfin, the new kind of cheles. And this is near where it's called today, Nachla Zvulun. We're Nachla Zvulun. So this, what they will want to prove later, oh, Chazal say it came up there. So there Taki came up. About it could come up in all different places. Oh. So they have a raya that this is Tcheles. They have a raya that this is Tcheles. But we'll go Keseida. But the Rujine said, but we see that it could come up here, it could come up here, it could come up there. But maybe where it comes, it could be good. Now, how it has to look. So it's Sphiris. It's Adechon, Loshon Egmore, Dag. It's a fish. The Rambam also said that it's a fish. But the Gaon said that everything that comes to the water is called fish in Lashon of Chazal. Even krills and all the bugs, all the zachim are called fish. Everything that comes to the water is called fish. Rashi says in Sanhedrin, min toilas, a kind of worm. Closer to what we really call snails. It's like a snail tag looks like a worm. The Rabbin in the Akdom of the Sefer Yetzirah says it's something in between a fish and something that grows. Like this kind of fish that they call them today, half fish, half... Yeah, there's all these... looks like roses in the bottom of the... Now, Chazal say, Doime le'yam ve'le'rekiya. Now, one thing we know, Klo, we don't know what it is, but everyone knows the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says... Hapitzeh oisoi. Gemara says that in Shabbos, in Melech Shabbos, we learn out tzeivea from chilozim. And the Gemara says he has a dam that is mifkat pokid, and is a dam that is chibur mechba. It's dam that when you make a hole, runs out right away, and is a dam that when you squeeze it, more dam comes up. The Gemara Menoche says it's oile echod leshivim shon. Some has gilsa sheva shoni. So the Regina says, doesn't mean once in 70 years, because this fish that they found today, no shaykh is to 70 years. He says it means it comes in a far time. Not only that, the Regina Begaraya from the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, it says that Nehuzadan, Rabbi Tabochim, he killed all the Yidden, and he left the Shvache ones, the Dalasa'om, the Shvache ones, that they could do the Tcheles for him. To be Tzayode Chilozim. It's like the Rujin, if it comes once in 70 years, what, he left people, that there will be the Tzayod Echilozin? Has to be. The Maise, he brings down the different Svarim. They asked the fish people in China, the old fish people, and they said that the Chilozin, that this fish, the Rujin's fish, when it becomes older, when he's 70 years old, he comes out of the water even without trying to fish him. It means all of them you could fish the whole time, like you fish all the fishes out. But the chilozim, once in 70 years, he goes up on his own. So again, and this batsim is a vikuach, the fish that the Rujina found, the fish that the other people found, the other fish, most of them have a mix of these simanim. And this is the reason they had all the kinds of trelis, which again, I'm not going in now to the small details. The main question is, what color has to come out? What is trelis? What is trelis? We have to come to a color that is called Tcheles. What is Tcheles? Doime le'rekiya. The Rebbe Bavarsky zokt alemol, a moshel cannot be exactly the same. That is not a moshel. So behind what? So doime could be similar. We'll see. What is Tcheles? Rav Herzog in the letter to Rav Tekushinsky writes down, he has a raya, Chazal say that it looks like kol ha'ilon. He found the Kol Ilon. Kol Ilon is made some kind of tree. Chazal don't say that the Kol Ilon cannot find. The Chilozim you can't find. But the Kol Ilon you can find. So he found the Kol Ilon, he claims. and he painted, and it came out like tcheles, what we call a light blue. What? Rav Herzog, Rav Kuczynski. Rashi says tcheles shu doyme lerekia shemashchir leis erev. Towards the night, the sky looks black, right? This means tcheles of Rashi. Doyme lerekia. Ben arbayt. Devin Ezra, in the Pirush Lishmois, he's v'atcheles, he ain akroivo leshachus, close to the dark. Medrash Shagoda says, k'shem she'atcheles shochor kachalai lo chashech. Reb Avraham ben Arambam says, no. It's in between deep blue to white. This is what we call tcheles, light blue. But it has a name. What? Light blue. Light blue? In Hebrew, it has a call. They call it tcheles. In Israeli Hebrew, tcheles is light blue. Kachol is blue. Tchelet is light blue. Rashi in Broche says, the Gemara says in the morning, you're allowed to go lehafchin ben tcheles lekarti. So Rashi says, what is tcheles lekarti? Tcheles of Rashi is green. The Medrash says she'atcheles doyme le'asovim. So the Ma'aseh, the water, the yam is taki also. Some places the yam looks light blue, some places that the yam looks black, and some darker ke'ena black, and some places it looks like green. I don't know if it's green, it's gishmak. Why we say doyme le'yam v'yam le'rikia v'rikia le'kisei ha'kovet? Because the yam is taki a little bit greenish, but from the yam you remember the sky that is lighter blue, and then you remember kisei ha'kovet. That's why you don't go straight away. Who sees the yam? The Leidig Gebach on Friday. With who? How do you remember the Demel Yam? When you see the yam? So a person walks in his house, he lives in Arnof, he wishes the tchil is Demel Yam. He never saw yam in his life. What is Demel Yam? Tashlich. Demel Yam? So he said. But at the Zogan, so the Pashas, the yam is more called to us, you have to know. Who's in the yam? Who's in the yam? Today, people fly all over the world. How much people went down in the Yam? Yorbe Ayam? Say, Doime Lemaim. So, Rashi says, Shanasa Banisim Yisrael. But the people want to say that it's greenish, say, Take, that blue mixed with green, we speak on blue that has a break into a color of green. This is Take Doime Lemaim, that has a kind of green in it. Everyone here, when we say the yam has FS green, everyone says yeah. The Shemayim don't have something green inside it. It has black and white, and light blue. Okay? It's a gabbala. We'll go soon to the Pesach and the Aloch, this is the reason I'm saying this color. It's a very big problem. What color? Everyone that finds a fish, the shayla if he finds the right color out of that fish. Now, how you color it? The Gemara says you take some ammonim and you color. Machlekes Rishonim, we'll see about in Tshuva from Rabbi Yashiv. Rashi learns you take some ammonim, it's like soap, shampoos, and very strong soaps. You wash the tzemer very clean, and when it's clean, you put this blood and it becomes blue. The Rambam says you have to do the some ammonim together with the dam. And if not, it's ma'akib b'diyevet. This is a good Moshe. Like Rabbi Nachman Yashin says, we may will have a problem. We have to know how to do the tcheles. Okay, now the mele like this. Rabbi Moshe is mechadish another chiddush that if you put the wrong tcheles, because people were mezayef, so Chazal passed it mid rabbanu. So it's wrong to wear a wrong tcheles. This is the Moshe Feinstein once a time. Okay, so now let me gain Keseder Advar. First we have to know, from where Klal Yisrael stopped to wear tcheles? What happened? We had a mitzvah of tcheles in the Torah. Everyone knows I cannot pursue tcheles. And it stopped. The Zman HaGemore, it's clear in a lot of Gemores that people had tcheles and they were wearing tcheles. All of the Rishonim and Ready the Rif, they bring down, we didn't have tcheles. What it looks like, what they tried to make the research, that in the end of the time of the Amiroim, tcheles stopped. Now, is a medrash that states she'atcheles nigmas. And here we're coming a little bit to the vikuach. The Ruzhina Rebbe claimed that tcheles was never nigmas. Was so much tzolus to Klal Yisrael, was hard to get this material, and b'meila with the years people didn't have it. For sure it's strange to understand that. We passed the Holocaust, were in the camps, and people had tefillin. People managed to get tefillin. You know, today you look at it, in the modern world, it looks so easy to product tefillin. The old days, tefillin, sefateres, thousands and thousands, but out in the end, they did it. They got everything what they needed, they got. Pum the tcheles slipped in between the fingers. What's the pshat? Why? Tefillin they managed, everything they managed to make. What? The goyim didn't want us to wear tefillin. We managed. We managed to get tefillin. It was a dirt that people didn't have tefillin. If you try to make tefillin yourself, it's very complicated.
You have to wear tzitzit.
What?
You have to wear tzitzit.
And you wear tzitzit, you have to put on tcheles. We wear tzitzit. But we wore tzitzit. If you wear, what is that ma'ak? It was a mitzvah seser.
It's not.
It's a mitzvah seser. So he claims that what? So the Ruzhina Rebbe claimed, that it's partial technical matter. Clients were moving from place to place, was very expensive, they were very poor, was very hard to get to it. But it's only technical Zachen. And the Mele, if I found it, the Al-Sheikh learns, no. Kodesh Baruch Hu was going as it. He says, it's Merum is in the Parsha. It's a Gvaldik Vot in the Parsha. It says, in other words, Akonah Pesil Techeles, but it doesn't say, Ledoi Roysom. Let us sit here. It's a Diyuk, it's a Gvaldik Diyuk in the Parsha. Ba'osu lehem tzitzis al kanfe bigdeyem ledoi roisom forever. Ve'nosnu al tzitzis akonof pesil tacheles. Why it doesn't say ledoi roisom? Ba'osu lehem tzitzis al kanfe bigdeyem ledoi roisom. Ve'nosnu al tzitzis akonof pesil tacheles. I would say ba'osu lehem tzitzis al kanfe bigdeyem. Ve'nosnu al tzitzis akonof tacheles ledoi roisom. Give one ledoi roisom. Zog da al shech. Kodesh Baruch Hu knew that tacheles is not ledoi roisom. He's going to be going as it. And it means in our days we're not having it. So it's merumas. In the parsha not to have it. Yeah? Kodesh Baruch Hu took it away. Sibah.
It's a part-time mitzvah.
Yeah? Hashem was planning to take it away from us. You know, the Oron HaKodesh was also the Nignas. The Beis HaMikdash was also Nignas. Why we don't build the Beis HaMikdash? Because Hashem took it away. Some people tried to build it. It's not our meaning, yeah? Why? We hold what they claim, the Osul HaMikdash. They rise, and also the mikdash. So here to build a mikdash. And also the mikdash. They're busy with it. And also the mikdash. We claim, we have in Mesoro, that these inyonim are not stam. Hashem took away the Beis HaMikdash. And we also live in Noisor, and it's not our job to build it. Look at the Arshach. B'meile, the Regina Rav said, I hold Nishtazel. It was not Nignas me Hashem. It was technically disappeared. I hold that everyone has to listen to me. And even if you don't agree with me, say a Safik Dairaise. But if I'm giving you this, you have a Safik Dairaise, you have to put it out. You can't say, I don't want to put it down. Safik Esa Dairaise, you don't want to wear tzitzis? Don't wear tzitzis. We'll see later. If you're allowed to walk around without tzitzis or not. About.
It's not also the Rabbanan to wear fake
one? What? So I said, this is what the Ramesh and Feinstein claim. The Pashtas. It's only a chiddush of Ramosha to wear fake ones as the Isa de Rabbanon. Second of all, the Rujina Tainet, if I'm doing it because I have a Safek de Raisa, for sure it's no Isa de Rabbanon.
What happened to
all my I just want that, you know, the Zach, it's good, I'm all to know this is, it's a Zach that you have to know, and again, Amol was a Yadir Be'alme, and now the new people are coming with new Zach, and you have to know the Maisa. And I didn't realize, I was behind the screen because of the parsha. And the way here, I saw big signs, but different places, big shiurim about to bring back the tcheles, the Klal Yisrael. Now, was the, a lot of kindness on the Ruzhina Rav was. A lot of times on the Ruzhina Rav was that the Metzius is they took his Tcheles and they washed it good with Meraglaim and it went off like Kol Eilo. Chazal said the Tcheles never goes off. It went off. Here we go back to the, you know, this two shiurim, you know, today's chemicals do much better. If Chazal would have these chemicals, they would not say, you know, going back, you know, the warm, all these shilas, yeah? That our chemicals, for sure, you know, our water, our chemicals clean off everything, yeah? But our chemicals, you could take off the best paint in the world.
Meraglaim, no?
No, they didn't do it. Listen, the normal Meraglaim, the Ruzhina Rav also checked. So they did it a little bit. Another time it was, but you don't know what color. So you have to know. The Ruzhina Rav went around the world till he found a fish that is called Dag Hadyoi. But he found him, and for him it fit to all the Chazalim, but he didn't manage to take out the blood and to do it. He went to a museum under the water in Napoli, it's near Italy. He learned the language. He lived there for a couple years with them. Till he found the fish. And he found one place, one of the islands there, that the fish taki goes up. And the ones that go up, these are the ones that is easy to take out the blood from. Taki fits to the chazal. From all of them you could take out blood. He came back to Rajin with his fish. And he only used samamonim, Chazal say you have to add samamonim, that old-fashioned ones, that were in time of Chazal. Now, the problem is, we don't have a mesoira of what kind of samamonim you have to mix in. Chazal say you put more samamonim. He used old-fashioned samamonim, that the feed him what he managed to find out, this is what people used 2,000 years ago. Now, the color that he managed to take out, was black. His fish, Mamish gave, Shochor Kedioi. The fish himself was looked like water, like the yam. It was soft, like a fish. It had a peel, like a shell, like something like strong on it. He could have lived on the Oretz, and when he would come out of the Oretz, he managed to live on the Oretz, without water, and he would dig himself in, dig himself out. So, Lemaise, with the samamonim, it became a little bit less dark from black. You could see, if you see the Regina Tzitzis, it's very dark blue. But, with the samamonim. Now, G'doy Le'oilom were not mekabel the Regina, the Chofetz Chaim was not masking to put it out. And that day, the Chofetz Chaim was not masking. He said that the Chassid Rujin came to ask the Chofetz Chaim, and he told him, you keep listen to your minig. Abul Chofetz Chaim himself. The Besalevi, when they came over to tell him the Rujina, and why imagine it? We have to know all of that, Klapi Armada. In a second, we'll see the truth from Rabbi Yashin. They came to the Besalevi, G'doy Le'oilo. He said like this, if the last 1,000 years was no one that could have done what the Rujina Rebbe did, so then I would wear it. But if it couldn't be done, and no one did it, so it's like we have a mesoira that this is not the right fish. If this fish that they found, we could have found already the whole time, so, and the Metzia says that we could find, the mele is a mesoira that this we don't wear. The Oruch HaShulchan said that it was not niskabel and klalis. The Maisa with the Ptir of the Ruzhina Rav, the secret how to do it disappeared. They didn't know, they wanted the Mechadish in Eretz Yisrael. And the Maisa, they don't have. The Yechidim, Be'etzem, Be'ikir, what they have in Ruzhin, is what they have for what they did then. But the new ones, people didn't manage to do. Years passed. I'll read it the way the Rabbi Yashin says. I'm saying again about it. It's not like that, I'm just saying the way that our G'daylim said it over. The Rav Herzog, that was the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, you know, he wanted to know really what is the matzah. He said he took all different kind of fishes. He took the same sum of money that the Rojina put in, and all of them became blue also. Now, the sum of money of the Rojina were not blue. But that mixture with black made it blue. He took that mixture, he put in different paints, also came out blue. He said, Bekitzer, this fish is not doing blue, it's black. With these materials, a lot of things become trailers. This doesn't mean that this is painting trailers. Also, it doesn't look like light blue like the sky in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not Domino Rekia. Also, it doesn't look like Archilozin, how you call it? It doesn't have nothing. It has to look like a snail. Chilozin is a chilozin. It doesn't look like a chilozin. The mele. The maise, there was miskaber in Klal Yisrael, chusin, maybe Rojin Chassidim, that this is not the chelis bichlal. Then they found near Lebanon a place that was called Sidon, and everyone knew that years people paint there, and they found there a lot of snails, shells, that is called from Malkuth, from Kainan, and they found there, and they wanted to say, Yatnur, in Oras Bar Koichva, up near Mitzada there, they found, you know, a body with a tzitzis with trailers. The mice that they checked was called Elon. This is what they claim. So, the mice, what happened around 15, 16 years ago, as a young man, he lived in Arnof, he was mechaber a sefer Ptzil Techeles. It's not the old Ptzil Techeles, the Rojin themselves, they took out Tzforim. It's a blue sefer. And they proved that the fish that is called Pufufin, this is the Techeles of Chazal. When they went to places that, Lefi de Mada, it's kimat clear that it's 2,000 years ago. And it's written down the Techeles, and everything is misunder to the Asiyas Techeles. They found old begodim and they checked it, and it's the same color. It has all the summer money. I'm not going in now because really to go into it, it's a whole safer, all of the Mada. And this is what is called today the new Techeles, that science, if we believe in science, no, we don't, but if we believe in science, it's kimat 99.99 proof that this was the trailers that they had there. If we don't believe in science, we don't believe nothing. But all the proofs of science that prove all different things prove that this is the trailers. And this is the reason a lot of Yidden, especially people that believe in science, you could see, they go with it. They do one and one is two. I'm saying, I didn't say now the proofs, because it's time again now to go over all of this new madats. I mentioned Santa Zachamol. To know, I think once when it was close to the time that it came out, I sat down with that person. It was Mamash, it was the beginning of it. I wanted to read over a tshuva from Rebbe Liashi. They asked Rebbe Liashi if to wear the new tcheles or not. And this is the tshuva in Kovis Tshuvas, Chelik Aleph Simon Beis. Advar Hashai Laim Roi Venochoi Leatil Tzitzis Tzuhua Betzelas Tcheles. After Sheledas Choikrim, the science people, Bezmaneinu, Boruch Lohem, it's clear, Shemotos Achilozon Sha'om Rotoyim. The science today say they found it clearly that this is the Tcheles. Ve'afim not in Sofik Badovo, Legora Mikol Eilot. That's not a Yisur, he's going there, it's not a Yisur. Umeidoch Marvichim Shema Be'emes, Mekayim HaMitzvah. ככל מחוקוס ומשפוטק, הקוסו בלינו, בתרס מוישה עבדינו, מוישה עבדינו. So Rabbi Yashim answers him like this. אוכן דובור זה כבר הויו לאילומים, כידוע שלפני יויסר ממאה שונו, סובר אחד מגדוי להדמוירים, שהוא מוצץ החילוזה. היכריס כפי עם ועידו שאין לו סופק, היריש אילומס, לא מסעלמים, why no one is doing the mitzvah ססר. אך גדוי לישראל בדוירו לא הסכימו עמו. והנה כעבור יומים ושונים באו חוקרים וביטלו את דבורוב מכל וכל. אני מסביר לגב על יאשי. אלא הצביעו על משהו אחר שהוא הכי לא זה. This was the one that they found 11. שוב אחרי תקופו יסר מאוחר אז כמו אנשי מדע טוענו שכל מה שחוזו עד כה שוב ותופל. אין מסיג את נער שלהם. רק הם יוידים מכירים את הכי לא זה נעמיתי. They found the real one. אנחנו לא נדע זאת לגב על יאשי. Another 20 years, the new science people will say, they found the real chilazah. והנה טיינס הבייס הלוי נגד התחילה של הרבי מירוז'ין זצלו שאם הדג היה במציאס וגם מיצוע הציבוי היה ידוע and you could do it like you מאי שנפסק התחילס מישראל ואם כל זויס לא ילוב שואה מסיינו הרי הוא כלי יש לנו בקבולה ומסויר מהמסיינו כי זה הדג וציבוי אינו אכילו זה מבעת חילס אף שיש בכל הסממונים ואנולו ידענה זו כרבל יאשים אם the stein is also on what the new science people found והגוי מקודם בספרי של סמלקוי כבר רוזק אצל ישראל זה יויסר מאלף שונים שניגנז את חילס ופשב לא שנה ספרי ומדרשלך הריזה על מסכם שאין תחיליס אלו בזמן ביס המקדוש וגם מלכס הצבי אלוי נסבר רק לדעס רשי היוירו שנויסטים has to be with, you're not allowed to put a summer money And that's a Rambam, you have to put some money. So he says, in the Shaitin Aloche, that the beggar has to be in the same color of the chutim. You know, we have white chutim, the beggar has to be white. The Sfardim do everything white. With Ashkenazim, we put a couple of black white lines, Zecher Lachum. But, Be'etzem, the Sfardim are right, everything has to be white. Why? Because the strings have to be like a tchilim, the tzavah of the beggar. Mele, he says, you're asking me, is nothing what to lose? Is what to lose. Because like a tchilim, the chutim have to be in the same color of the beggar. And we can, behechach, yase atalis v'atzisis levonim. As the end of Rabbi Yashi. So, lemaise, I'm asking, you know, if you look at mitzad echod, it looks like that it's very schwach, the answer, why take not? Very schwach, the answer, why not? But l'maisa g'doy l'oilom, when miyachas to it, and l'maisa g'doy l'oilom, don't put it out. I know, there's a group of klal yisrael that do, is choshev yidden, is a group of choshev yidden inside them that they put them, people say different rumors and different g'doyim, but the tzina they put them, I don't believe these rumors, I don't believe these rumors. If this baby was one, they would know how to tell Klal Yisrael to do it. B'meile, Ein lanu elo divrei rabbeinu. Ein lanu elo divrei rabbeinu. We can't go with the science. I'm saying again, about it. Maybe we have to mostly assure I'm the whole science master to find out if it's not right. But I say, I don't think there's a point to speak about it because, you know, I never learned these things in school. No, I'm saying I could read from the books. It's not... We can't even argue with them. They'll tell you they went to this place, they found it. You went to the place, you checked. It looks much the same. They found the old one, they checked. I found the old one, I checked. It's just to bring down information. It's written very well and very convincing. You see how Rabbi Yashin says that they say clearly is no suffix. It's not like the regina, it's mamish. They checked it inside and they tried to take it off. It has mamish ala simonim of Chazal. Chazal say, that mitzvah tzitzis is such a choshev mitzvah. Like Rosh Baruch Hu said it in the Torah after the mitzvah of Mekoshesh, because he was nichshel in Chil Shabbos, why? Because he didn't have tefillin. So Hashem gave tzitzis that he could wear it also in Shabbos. There's a sefer of Rafael HaMalach. He brings down an Oish Tzadik. No one knows the schar of mitzvah tzitzis. He says, "Af echad me'elef eino mekayim mitzvah tzitzis karoi, ki kama digdukim yesh b'mitzvah tzitzis tzor levakesh echad be'ir shnayim b'mishpochet." Now, I myself, I have something very close to mitzvah tzitzis. I feel very close to mitzvah tzitzis. Tell you what, when I got married, straight after my chasana, I decided I will write a sefer on tzitzis. A week after chasana, I started writing a sefer on hilchos tzitzis. So I learned all the sugyas, all the halachas. And I've written a sefer, a very big sefer, on hilchos tzitzis. I really typeset it, maftechas, pictures, everything was mesuder. And I wanted to go to the printer to print it. So my rabbitson locked the door. And she told me, you just got married now. I don't think you're Isaac in the richtige madrege of learning Torah. This sefer, you can't listen. I'm your wife, I know you're not holding in the hecher and madrege enough. This sefer you can't print. You can try to write a different sefer if you want. So I guess I put it, I packed it in the side. I had a time to print it. My wife doesn't let me to print it. So I went to ask Reb Chaim Kreisler. I became friendly then with Reb Chaim Kreisler. Very close to Reb Chaim Kreisler. So I went to ask him. He looked at me and he told me, I don't let you to print it. I'll tell you why. He says, your father, I knew a little bit, I never knew. Your father had a young brother. His young brother was Nifter when he was 16 years old. My father never spoke about it. I was like, no, I heard it once or twice from my father. The young brother, I knew your father, and I knew your grandfather when they were little, when they were young. This kid, all of his life, he wanted to put on a tzitzis, a chosh of a tzitzis. And he managed when he was 16, when he was that age, 14, 16, to get a tzitzis, nipputz, lishmo, all of the halachas in Eretz Yisrael, with shir chazanish, and he put it on and he came into shul. And in that moment, when he came into shul, I saw light shining out of his face. And I knew that he came to fix this mitzvah and he will disappear very shortly. That night, I was told that he became sick, and a month or two he disappeared. I know your family have to attack a mitzvah tzitzis. Don't print the sefer. Leave it to the end of your life. I want you to live. So I never print this mitzvah, but mitzvah tzitzis is very close to me. I try very much to misasek in this mitzvah of mitzvah tzitzis. So I want this mamish, b'ktzora, maybe, to go. Me'ikar adin is no chiv to wear tzitzis. But the Gemara says first that it's matzil minachet. It's matzil minachet. I was also already saying, so when I went to the plane, I would wear a couple of tzitzis to be matzil minachet. The plane is, but I see, I don't know, maybe more places. In the plane, you see almost in Shmir Sinai, it's not like going, not like in Bis Medrash. My wife told me, only one tzitzis. She's not going with me. So I had to start. She said, you know, Gdei Lo'ilam, that have a lot of tzitzis, you're not holding enough madrege. Working yourself, I don't like you to wear more than one tzitzis. So the vial, I only go with one tzitzis when I go to the plane. But tzitzis is matzah minachet. I remember the times that I went, it's given ambush. Not only one cover, a couple tzitzis. Your mama schnitzel minachet, it protects you from all over. There's no shayla.
All over the trees
down. Now, what beged is chayim betzitzis? What beged is chayim betzitzis? The Gemara brings down in Menoches only a beged that is made from wool and linen. Linen we don't do today because we have a buy of klein betzitzis, because the strings, the chutim, have to be from tzitzis. Tesva says that lefi Rashi, kol beged chayav betzitzis min ha'teira. Le'arambam, rak beged tzemer v'pishti. The Shulchan Aruch is machria that midoraisa only beged tzemer v'pishti is chayav betzitzis min ha'teira. With the Rabbonon, kol beged is chayav. The Ramot paskins, kol abgodim chayav midoraisa. So lefi the Shulchan Aruch only tzemer v'pishtin is chayav midoraisa. Lefi the Ramot, we pass like the Ramba, like Rashi, kol abgodim chayav. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, ve'yoresh shomayim, yachmir al atzmoi, lochush ledas harishoinim, ve'yaseh tali shel tzemer kdei shizchayav betzitzis min ha'teir. Ve'nochoin she'yaseh kein, bein batal izgodl, bein batal izkotl shel tzemer. Mishnah Berurah said that Yerushalayim wears wool tzitzis. Zeh zok de Mishnah Berurah. Yerushalayim wears wool tzitzis. Ben tal izgodl, ben tal izkot. Say, Alamol, if you wear this tchelis, but at least first the mechan of Mishnah Berurah, yeah? Not to wear cotton and mechutei tchelis, yeah? But first do the Yerushalayim for the Mishnah Berurah. Then be the new kind of Yerushalayim. I'm saying, choshev he didn't do it, and avadah they had mekorim. Choshev, choshev, I know. One of the Rabbanu of the Choshev based in, I think privately, he put such a big chvesnish. Now, the Maaseh Rav brings down from the Goyen wore taliskotten from cotton. The Shalav was the Pshat. Reb Moshe Feinstein, I think there's the Americans that follow Reb Moshe Feinstein, and Orach Chaim Simon Aleph Beis, and Chelek Beis Simon Aleph, and Chelek Gimel Simon Aleph, Beis Tois, there's a lot of people that had to hear it very stark from him. He says, that is roi to wear wool tzemer. And your day chelegimel wool tzitzis chelegimel simen nun beis. He says shechein ani noyeg beatzmi. Moshe was an honor. Normally he didn't say over his own stories like me, but Mikol comes on to Moshe that tzemer he's himself noyeg to wear beged tzemer. Even in the summer, it's the right thing to do. So the shayla is asay. The Mishteburah and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein say to wear wool. The Chazanish, and if you saw Chaim Kanievsky, I'm sure you saw what tzitzis Chaim Kanievsky has on him. Cotton. Because he listens to the Chazanish listens to the Goy. Shayla, what's the pshat in the Goy? Why not to wear wool? So one reason they say, the Goy, all of the day, he walked around with Talis Godel. You see the pictures. Also the Chazanish, you see these pictures of Talis Godel and the Chazanish? So the whole day he had the Beged Tzemer. So he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Dereise. So he wanted to Mekayim also the Mitzvah Derabonah. If he wears cotton, he has a Mitzvah Derabonah. So he has also the Dereise and also the Rabonah.
So we're warm.
No. You know, a person has jewelry of all different kinds. When I went on the plane, I also got cotton. I got. They have all the different kinds. They have Azar Shmirin, Azar Shmirin. Chaviv and Divra Seifer. Another reason they say that in the time of the Goel, the undershirts or the shirts were made from linen. Now, it's Bavus. Now, the Metzias is, as Shitas arrived, that if a person has an undershirt l'mashal from linen, and a talis from wool, and a shirt from linen, it's kilai. If you can't take it off without, it's kilai. The Haimu Kilayim doesn't have to be only mixed together. One bag on top of each other, and you can't pull it out without opening the other one, it could be a Shara from Kilayim. So I'm not saying that the Goyim was Choshesh to Kilayim. Another reason they say that in that days, that cotton clothes that the Goyim wore was a clothes that people were used to wearing anyways. And as an Indian, could be that the talis will be made from things that are made for clothing. That it's much more beged. Because if it's only miyuchad l'mitzvah, be'etzem it's not a beged. So this is the reason. Lemaise, the Mishneh Berurah and Rav Moshe say to wear wool. Some people tell that in the summer it's better to wear cotton. Because if you shvitz, so, they say you're not yoytzeh the mitzvah. Why? Because the Gemara says that kilayim betzitzis is mutar. We learn how kilayim betzitzis is mutar. The halacha is in kilayim, you have to have a anoy. It's like the Gemara, so we see that kilayim betzitzis is mutar, even that I have a anoy. I mitzvah slav lehenes mitnu. So in the Mefarshim, the mitzvah of tzitzis is to wear a beged, to enjoy him, and to put on tzitzis. If you're not enjoying him, you're not going to the mitzvah of wearing the beged. A lot of achronim achoylik in that, and they say, even if you don't enjoy it, because osher is ma'arach of them, if you do it the same mitzvah, avada it's called a beged, and you yoytze. The Moshel, the Gemara says, beged she'osu lekovoy is not chayav betzitzis. I'm sorry. Now she'osu lekovoy, you're not yoytze chalitze. It has to be a shoe that you wear. Today, how you go to the Beis Din, they have an old shoe from 2,000 years ago, to do the chalitza, yeah? It has to have stripes like a 2,000 years ago shoe. No one wears it. But it's for the mitzvah, it's okay. It's okay. So lemais again, in the winter for sure to wear wool. In the summer, lemais, the meaning of the b'deteire, chutz to the people that follow the Chazanish and Abchaim Kanievsky, that you wear wool even in the summer, even when it's hot. But I'm saying, the people that is very hot in the summer is what to be samech on to wear cotton. The shayla is as it. The halacha is another reason that people didn't want to wear cotton talesim was the Gemara says tzemer poiter b'minoi v'shaloi b'minoi shar minim einom poiterim elo b'minoi. Dehainu, when you wear a baguette from cotton, you could really put chutim from cotton inside. When you wear a beged from wool, you could put in chutim from wool. When you wear a beged from cotton, you could also put on wool. And wool is good for everything. The other ones you have to have from the same min. Okay? And this is what Allah wants. I think today everyone wears wool. Even if you wear cotton or plastic or all these other, people put on chutim from wool. So I went mamish b'ktara, 2-3 minutes, just to tell you the hack that was 7 years ago, but Baruch Hashem, that hack stopped. The Machmirim came up with a huge hack. Ganz klar Yisrael were tumbling with that. I'm sure you remember, like 4 years ago was the hack with the, 5 years ago, with the Zabo. They claimed that the cows are not all the same cows, so maybe you can't eat the meat. Because the halacha is that even if the animal is kosher, if you don't have a mesoyo, you're not allowed to eat it. This means we don't eat giraffes. Yeah? Because we don't have a mesoyo, not because we don't wear the shechtel. Yeah? Because we don't have a mesoyo, so even though it's kosher, we don't eat it. So it was a claim that the new cows that is called Zabo are not the cows that Avicenu had. Now, the Gemara says that keves, bas rochel, is not called a keves. That if it was a kilayim in the kvasim, so even for 100 years later, it doesn't have a kind of aloche of sheep. So there are a lot of proofs that the sheep that we have today, hundreds of years ago, for making them to grow better, they mixed them with all different minim. But mainly, it's not the sheep that Chazal had. So be'etzem, the wool that we have is not wool. So it doesn't make a difference. We are itzim within kol minim. But if you wear a bag of cotton and you put on chutei tzemer, if it's not tzemer, you're not yoytze even with the evidence in the cotton. What? Mixed up?
Yeah.
Very simple. If the wool is not wool, so bebeget wool, it's b'manav shach, it's okay. Don't call it wool. Call it sheep. But if you put it on bag, lemaise, the gedolim, as said mapitom b'shum poni v'arifin, and lemaise, this became quiet. But in that time, they had like one place, they had sheep that you could have bought. But lemaise, I'm saying it was butter, because the machmirim claimed that if you machmir, even in tzemer, could be the wool that the beged was made is from such a sheep, and this is from a different sheep, so how you could do it to tzitzis? Say, it was mamish 2 months, it was a whole shaila, how to wear tzitzis. Lean your name. But I want this to finish with the plastic. The mesh, I call it. Lemaise. The Gemara says in Menoches, Beged she'osui me'oir, potur af mid'rabbanan. The main Zogri Moshe, if the beged of mesh is not made from ariga, from strings that are knit together, just from one piece of plastic, then I will explain. There's two kinds of mesh that they have today. They have things that are made from synthetic materials. They sew them like normal shirts, strings, shtivere. Just the strings are made from. So, kolzman, it's one piece. Rav Moshe said, it's potu. What if you made strings out of it? Zok Rav Moshe, you also potu. Val, oir, is a mean that be'etzem is roi. Without chutim, it doesn't grow. You potu. The Arzvi says, yichai. B'meile. Rav Moshe says, beged that is made from mesh is not doime. Letzemer, and you potu. Rabbi Yashiv also, in Rebbe Tshuva's Tshuva Gimel, Tshuva Dalet is Ma'arich, and he says a different lomdes. He says, "If the shit is that kol apgodim chayovim, if the shit is that only tzemer with pishtim is chayim midei raise, and midei rabbono do merabe everything, so mesh is also included. But if the ramod that everything is chayim midei raise, so it's only materials do me the tzemer with pishtim. Vazei v'legabei lemoshul legabei tumas pgodim nigei pgodim." For sure, mesh will not be chayiv. It's not doing the tzemer or yapishtim. But mainly he says yipotu. Another reason they say if it has holes, could be yipotu. The Rambam says, beged shel svocho, shepsoi nire mimenu, en lo yishem beged. So if it's full with holes, it's beged shel svocho. Some want to say that it's not called beged shel svocho. Lemaise, the poiskim amachria that the right thing is for sure not to make a bracha on such a tzitzis, not to wear such a tzitzis, only to wear or cotton or wool. for sure, not to be makel and to say that I could wear such a beggar without a bracha, without tzitzis. Most of some people, they go kinui. So they have that beggar, they call it rain queens, I don't know exactly how they call it. And it's like an Abba Kanfus. What?
Life jacket. The orange thing.
It protects you not to get wet, not to save you.
A wetsuit?
You have to know a lot of them, so you have to know. If it's only shoal, the hainu, it's not yours, you don't own it. So it's leichter, because shoal is only chayim mid rabbonim. Shoal is not chayim mid reise. And if it's oir, but if you own it, you have to know that ein echanami, we machmir not to wear such talesim, aber mikol mekoyim, lekatchila to be choshesh. Now, one more thing I want to speak about is, they have today these new things, they call it undershirt tzitzis. They do undershirts, and they cut the sides, and they put tzitzis. I'm speaking especially undershirt tzitzis. I'm not speaking on different kinds, and I always speak. The mice of the person say not to wear it. Yeah? The person say, the Yisrael say not to wear it. Yeah? Why? I don't know if you went once to a shiva house. You went once to a shiva house? Why in the koisel you only tear one beggar that you wear? In the shiva house you tear also the shirt and also the jacket. You know why? In shiva house, the halacha is kireya ad shemegale eslibo. Till I get to the heart. In the koisel I have to do a chefze v'kriya. The moshe, in the koisel. People that tear in the koisel, they take off the jacket, and they tear the shirt, then you can put on the jacket. I made a kriya, I was yoytze my duty, I had to do my duty, I did it, I was yoytze. Masha'enken in the mace, kriya ad shemegale liboy. You change your clothes, kriya ad shemegale liboy. You doesn't have to take off the jacket to make the kriya. You put on the jacket, kriya ad shemegale liboy. So I want to ask you a shayla. So all of you went later to a shiva house. Why they don't tear off the shirts? You never think about it? What? What it is?
Not a beggar.
You hear what he's saying? It's not a beggar. So it's not a beggar for tzitzis. Exactly. Exactly. You said the reason. I don't know. I asked why you don't tear. What? I'm asking. It's not a beggar. It doesn't say it's not a beggar. It doesn't say undershirt. Oh, it's for, the answer is undershirt. Undershirt is not a beggar. Why? Because it's made for schwitz. It's made to collect the schwitz from the body. What? We'll get to it. It's made, if you don't hold like that, tear it. B'meile, well, it's not called a beggar. Well, it's not called a beggar. It's made for zeya. Could be it's not chay b'tzitzis. Now, so you have to know. If some people wear it, you know, a lot of times I see these people that wear it, these are the type of people that go without undershirts, better. And they're wearing it for tzitzis. And they're really not wearing it, michalois din undershirt. No, it's taken totally on that. But then, this is the better motion. Some people only go with such an undershirt. This is it. You see them in the street with such an undershirt. Say that. No, so then it's not a problem. This is their beggar. I don't know if it's made for that, I don't know the kavanas. But I'm saying, if a person is using it like an undershirt, that's something that you don't have to wear tzitzis. Just, you know, wear such an undershirt instead. That's nisht. If this is the beggar that they wear, now, Chaim Kanievsky said lemaisa not to use it. They didn't want to aser it.
You going to be wearing the
I said, lemaisa, Chaim Kanievsky said not to use it. You can't aser it, but I'm saying again, if you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, could be said that it has a shem beged. So I'm saying, could be it has a shem beged. If you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, could be it has a shem beged. Could be it has a shem. So I'm saying again, if it's made for undershirt, it's not a beged. If it's made for mitzvah, yes, the topic business. So a person has to know the mitzvahs. Now, as a sefer, and this I want to be messiah, Choshev a sefer is called Minag Yisrael. Minag Yisrael, he says in Sefer Minag Yisrael, there's three volumes, they reprinted it. Minag Yisrael is She'ein loivshim ataliskotn al aguf mamish. Ve'af she'ein leze mekoir, azay shteit in shevet miyehudo parshas boi, he brings out the mocker is from Rashi. Rashi says, im zuchito lishiluach haken, zuchiso lebeget choshuv, talis is a beget choshuv. And lefi dat cheshbon, avada dis talisim are also not good, they're inside and the body. I know a choshuv yid, very, very choshuv yid. That when he was sick, he could not have an undershirt. So he didn't want to wear his talis cotton on his body, so he put his talis cotton on his shirt. And from then, even though he became healthy already, he goes with his talis cotton on top of the shirt. Even though Be'etzim HaMol went before. Aval, when he was sick, he could not put it. And Sefer Mishnas Yankov brings down that the reason the Klal Yisrael were knowing like that, because they were scared that people would start to use talisim for undershirts and to be a beggar lezeyah. A lot of people, they don't want to go with a shirt. They want to have something under it, especially they don't want the shirt to get schwitz. So in the end, the talis becomes the bedding for the schwitz. So maybe, so Minag Yisrael, the Maaseh La'aloch in Sefer Rilui Sefraim, he says, B'shas Adchak, Bo'ifen Arai, Yesh Lehoker. But Chas V'Sholim, not to see people that are doing B'kviyas, I have to tell them that it's not the right thing to do.
What's the right thing to do?